Coming up, we are going to be chatting to Minister Aaron Motsoaledi. He used to be the Minister of Health. He is the Minister of Home Affairs. Just an update and to just make you realize why you should not be going to Home Affairs and when you should. The Minister pointed that out in a press briefing later. We had some people calling in going, hey, Home Affairs, will they provide the service and that service? So the Minister will once again reiterate exactly what it is that they will be offering as Home Affairs. But that'll be coming up in the next minute or so.
Africa Milani on Cape Talk. Every weekend morning.
You are the editor of Soccer La Duma. There is no soccer being played anywhere in the world right now. How are you keeping yourself entertained?
It's been a very, very boring week in Africa. And the fact that we have to work from home, that makes it even worse.
Vianney Joni.
Weekend Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Saturday and Sunday, 6 to 10 a.m.
Only on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
In the trenches of business, don't lose sight of the bigger picture. With NetBank's integration into your line of business systems, you can minimize risk, increase efficiencies, and keep on top of your cash flow. To guide your growth, search NetBank Bigger Picture Business Banking. We're an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply. See money differently. NetBank.
All the panic got you panicked. Let's take a second to breathe. At Travel Start, we understand that coronavirus may have put a pause on your travel plans, and we want to give you one less thing to worry about. Visit our website, travelstart.co.za, for updated information and travel advice, or speak to our travel experts who are ready to assist you with any travel-related query. Travel safe with Travel Start.
The UCT Graduate School of Business is committed to building the future of business leaders. Our postgraduate degrees offer candidates the tools they need to advance in the world of tomorrow. And through targeted learning interventions, our executive education short courses and customized programs give organizations a practical perspective to address the challenges they're facing. SMS Build UCT GSB to 43884 to start building your future through transformative learning. Because a new world needs new ideas.
Some people inherit their father's caustic wit, that annoying, uncanny ability to always get the last word in. Malcolm Bright, on the other hand, inherited his dad's psychotic inclinations. Unleash suspense with Prodigal Son on Mnet, only on DStv Premium.
Monday to Friday. 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. This is Today with Kino Kamis
on Cape Talk.
And a very good morning to you. The breaking news story, two people in the Western Cape have died. We can only confirm that the one person suffered from COVID-19. The Premier said that they will give us more details on the others. And I do know that the Health Minister, Dr. Zweliem Mkhize, will be doing a briefing on this a bit later. You've also been calling into the show asking about Home Affairs, asking about the services that they're going to offer. Now, we do know that travel, by and large, is not allowed. So certain documents are not going to be processed. But Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, who is also a minister in the security cluster, thank you very much for your time. And let's jump straight into that question. Home Affairs, you are obviously operating, but you're operating a limited service, i.e. you are going to be only having certain documents being dealt with. What can you tell us about that?
Morning, Ken.
Morning.
And morning to the listeners. Yes, indeed, we are going to have a skeleton staff in Home Affairs to issue three types of documents only on the civic side. Or let me start by not assuming that people understand what Home Affairs is all about. We've got the civic side and a migration side. On the civic side is where we give people documents to identify them or certify them or give them certain information about themselves. Now, that civic site will only be open for three types of documents. One, a death certificate. I can hear we are already having two deaths reported just from COVID-19. So we can't not issue death certificate. We have got to. and that's the function of Home Affairs. That one we will. The two other documents we'll issue is, number one, a replacement ID. That means you have had an ID before, it is now lost, you want to do a transaction maybe with a bank, and your ID is lost, we'll replace it. Meaning we'll never issue any new ID from the, any ID which is issued from the start, we'll never issue it. It's a replacement. Secondly, we'll issue a replacement birth certificate for a child who has had a birth certificate and is lost, and maybe they need something from SASSA. We'll issue a replacement. Those are the only three documents we'll issue. On the immigration side, because there's no travel, we won't issue any permits. Remember, on the immigration side, we issue passports. There won't be any passport issues. We issue visas. There won't be any visas issued. We issue many other type of permits. There won't be issued there.
Okay, so you are listening to the Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi. Obviously, one listens to that and one can understand why only those documents will be issued. People shouldn't be out. People shouldn't be traveling. You certainly shouldn't be trying to leave the country or even leaving the province. So we've also heard from the traffic chief in the Western Cape that the borders around the Western Cape have also been closed. So people will not be allowed to travel out. Minister, what does your diary look like for the rest of today? You're part of that security cluster. How often do you all meet?
Well, I'm heading to now.
The line's breaking up there, Minister. You were saying?
I'm heading to Musina to Bay Bridge Border Post.
Okay.
Hello?
So, yeah, I can hear you now. You said you're heading to Musina to the Bright Bridge Border Post.
Yes, because you are aware it's the biggest border post in the country, and I'm worried about what's going to happen.
Okay. Minister, do we have enough personnel to make sure that these border posts can be monitored effectively? Okay, we'll try and get the minister on a better line. I think it's an important question to ask. And before we wrap, I'm going to ask Jeremy or I'm going to ask Waleed just to get the minister on a clearer line. I want to get that question answered. Obviously, if one looks at the staff out there that would have to monitor these border posts, I'm going to ask the team to call him back. So once we have to, it's one thing to say those border posts are closed, but do we have enough personnel to make sure that those borders can be monitored effectively?